The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Closing main breaker.
And you know what that means, boys and girls.
It's time for the Jimbo Show.
It's the Jimmy. We're back.
Woo!
What I don't understand is this. It said for mature audiences, but we're not mature. How can we?
It was a joke.
I'm confused. How do kids put together a show for? How about somebody collecting Social Security who is actually chronologically correcting Social Security, but mentally about age 8? Put together a mature show. I don't know.
It's supposed to be immature audiences. Did you rip that off of Michael Savage? Where did you rip that off?
Yeah, you ripped that off of Savage. Exactly. Yeah, psychological nudity. What a piece of crap. Yeah, what a piece of crap. I don't know. No, it's we got a letter from Matt who said, please don't stay away for 3 weeks. So, hey, Matt.
Hey, Matt.
This ain't 3 weeks. It's like 4 days now.
We hope.
Want to say hello to Brock and, of course, Gene out there. Hanger Dogs, they're back up with their...
Yeah, they gave me a shout-out on their show.
Yeah, they talked about you a lot. That was, well, and rightfully so. Rightfully so.
We're working on that mirror ball.
Yeah, right. Andre wrote in about... He had a thing and wrote in from... I don't know. I think he's from London or something. I don't know. Okay, well, it doesn't matter. Andre wrote in and said it and was all wondering about the nukes in Iran.
Uh-huh.
And
The nuclear bombs.
It's nuclear.
The crowd pleaser.
It's the crowd pleaser.
80 megaton.
That's right. That's
80 megaton. I don't think they make them quite that big anymore. Merving 800.
Right. They did it. They did in
kiloton.
Right.
They did in Broken Arrow.
Broken Arrow.
Yeah.
It was no 80 megaton, 80 kiloton or something.
No.
It's crowd pleaser, 80 megs.
Yeah. Come on.
No, 80 kilotons is what they had at Hiroshima.
No, that was 8 kilotons.
Guns.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, kilo means 3, right?
The fire.
Yeah.
It was a little... That was Hiroshima.
Okay.
Kilo means cocaine.
Right. 8 kilotons of cocaine, man. Hey, man, he's coming across the border, man. Hey, 8 kilotons of cocaine. He blew it up. Anyway, I also wanted to continue to mention another site that people, if they haven't gone to, is Steph Molyneux. He is on almost every day, and he's at Free Domain. You can catch him on iTunes, and he's good. All the podcasts I've been listening to for the last 20 minutes. No, for the last week or so. Of course, we have a Macintosh. I have a Macintosh here, so I've been listening to all the Mac things, and they're some pretty decent shows. Okay, today anyway. Mm-hmm. Today we want to talk about the cartoons.
Uh-huh.
Now we're not talking, even though it's. Let's see, it's not Sunday anymore, is it? Today's Monday.
Okay. Yeah.
Today's Monday the 6th of
Super
February.
Bowl Monday.
Super Bowl Monday, that's right.
Yeah.
So we can talk about those ads.
Yeah,
I went through all the ads. I didn't watch the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't. And I did watch the ads.
The Super Bowl,
that's right. Well, it came out, I think, as it was supposed to. Yeah, predicted, right. That was an even thing. And also, but we do want to talk about the cartoons, the jihad cartoons.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep, definitely.
A lot to say about that. And other than that, light notes and everything at the end, okay?
I got some Darwin.
Oh, wait, hold. Stop the presses. We need to introduce who we have a guest.
I brought a guest.
Woo-hoo! You brought a guest. Gino. Say hello. Hey,
hello.
Gino's here and cranking it up. Yeah. Yeah. You're gonna go on tour?
Tour.
God.
Yeah, I'm going to go on tour here. I heard their rate.
Well, I guess the Rolling Stones
Gino's
did it. Nobody's
in a band,
too old, right?
Rolling Stones at halftime. I heard they were kind of a dud.
They were.
I mean, geriatric, whatever.
It was terrible.
Oh.
Three songs, they were winded, man. It was funny.
I thought they did fine.
They got paid.
They got paid.
Fresh blood for Keith.
I was pretty amazed they threw that whole tongue stage together in like no time and then had everybody out there. I mean, that was an impressive piece of engineering there.
Yeah.
Yep.
They did well. So anyway, so you're going to go to Japan or something?
According to Eric, I'm there.
Yeah,
I'm
already there. In case you didn't know this, one of the reasons we have that Eric is as good as he is, of course, but he's a sound engineer and the band person, long time, B3 aficionado. and on and on. So we, you know, how many organs do you have? You have only one that matters.
And
right.
Gino was one of his longtime bandmates, of course.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. We actually did a Guitar Jimmy Dunn show without you one time when you weren't here.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's on there. We talked a little bit about it.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's fun. It's on the
they
way.
Edited 23 hours and a half of it.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Though. There was a lot on the cutting room floor, as we say.
Yeah. And Curtis, of course, our erstwhile attorney here. So anyway, let's move on. And what about, Curtis, you wanted to bring up the, and I think this is quite interesting, that it's a continuing thing. It didn't seem to start off as a big deal, and we talked about it a little bit in the last show, and that's
it
the cartoons.
It hasn't fizzled out. Yeah,
no, the cartoon, it's growing. Yeah.
It is. And one of the reasons, it reminds me a little bit, didn't we talk about a show, I guess it was maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, when they were burning the cars in Paris?
Yes. Right, exactly.
And those riots were over what? That was a Muslim kind of thing. They were, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was over, I think, work and just general discrimination against
general
them.
Discrimination. Okay,
the cops picking them up because they were ethnic and stuff like that.
Okay, and they do live, they're kind of like our local... Used to be, as we say, African Americans used to be in this country 30, 40 years ago or something, and that got relegated to that sort of thing.
Yeah, probably.
As far as like the discrimination is concerned?
Right.
Yeah.
And, Watts District or something like that. I think they all live in something like that, LA or South Central or whatever.
But those riots, they escalated a little bit too.
Yeah, but they were gone in 3 or 4, but this is like Europe wide. And they had signs. I saw some of the signs. I mean, it said, look out, if you think 9/11 was something, this is in like Belgium or, Luxembourg.
It's become a really big deal.
And they had a march where they're carrying signs that says, basically, 9/11 was nothing, you're next, or something like that. I saw a kid, there was a little kid, he was like, 11 or 12 years old, or maybe even younger, carrying a sign. And of course, I've always wondered why, when they have babies against abortion or something like that, and there's some little 1-year-old is saying, I'm for abortion, but not me, or something.
It's a little tug on the heartstring, big deal. Everybody should
like the
know.
Kid really knows.
Right, exactly.
He has no concept, right.
Yeah.
But it's amazing. I mean, what happened in our band, we had a motto that was, find somebody's weakness and exploit it. And is that what happened? Like, people like said, you're going to get all crazy about a cartoon. Oh, and then they're like selling T-shirts over there and stuff that have,
We should be.
Well,
actually.
I was thinking.
My God. You can go to Cafe Press and get that done. Jimmy Doan loves and put a Mohammed thing on there. And
I rioted in Paris and all I got was this lousy T-shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Did you see the T-shirt? Let me digress. I'm going to digress just for one T-shirt. Mm-hmm. There was one from New Orleans said, I was in Katrina and all I got was this lousy T-shirt and a 27-inch flat screen TV. I mean, that was great. Yeah. Okay, to come back.
So is that what people are doing? And they're just
I haven't seen anything. The place that everybody does this, of course, is Cafe Press because.
Oh, I'm just talking about the rioting. But we should get.
No, the rioting is all over the place.
Right, I'm just saying it's because people have you're going to get all upset about a cartoon. How about this one?
There's two real possibilities the way I see it. I mean, of course, it's a blend, but there are obviously people who Jimmy said as before are rioting just cause. We're dissatisfied with the system.
Right.
Okay, we can go to a movie or we can watch TV. Let's
flip a coin.
Let's flip a coin. Right.
Oh man, I rioted like yesterday. You guys are going to run again. I'll catch you on Monday. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll still be on.
Well, and of course, those people deserve no credit. They deserve no shrift. Right. But the
I was going to ask Janine to the riot. Do you think she'll go?
But this, it's not really a date riot, you got to figure that there are a sizable number of
this.
There are a sizable number of people out there who wear something flammable, who are upset because of this particular type of expression. And I think it's really, if that's true, and these people are legitimately complaining, then it really highlights a difference between the West and the Muslim community. That is to say, we have standards over here for freedom of expression as defined by Justice Potter Stewart in Jacobellis versus Ohio, which basically says, I know it when I see it. He gets to tell you, The community standards for offensiveness are just what they are. That is to say, they bring it up in front of a jury and they say, are you offended? Does it meet those standards? Well, in a Muslim country, to depict Muhammad in this way with a turban as a bomb.
Well, any effigy.
Actually,
at all,
that was Muhammad. Our idea.
Right.
That was our idea. That was copyrighted.
Do we have that picture on the website?
Not yet. No. You guys just mentioned it. I haven't. I got to clip art it together or something. I don't know. I don't.
God, you know, you think
picture
this guy
Bin
knows
Laden
something
the bomb.
About computers. No, they already had.
Just rip
like
off the French guy.
They had a whole dozen of them.
Yeah.
Dozen different pictures. And they showed them all.
I'll put them up.
They're all over the place. And
so Jimmy riding Muhammad around, smacking his butt or something around.
Oh, that'd be good.
Well, you know, we're going to get the death sentence in 27 countries over there because of this kind of depiction. It would seem like the way that the rioting has escalated, it would seem like they really do care. And, of course, you can accept that at some level. You can say, well, of course, if it's offensive to you or whatever. But at a different level, which is sort of a First Amendment level, we have over here the right to blaspheme, you know.
Right.
And basically it comes down to...
I don't understand why they don't ask their God to smite these people instead of them doing it.
Well, yeah, if he's pissed off, you know.
I mean, yeah, I mean, if he doesn't want to be depicted, he can smote them down in a second.
Our God will whip your God.
Yeah, that's right.
Jesus and Muhammad in a steel cage match.
Little puny Zeus, I flick him like a booger.
He's not even all powerful.
No, hell no. He always wants to get laid anyway. He's out there making it with them mortals. Now, if I was a god, that's what I'd be doing.
Yeah, there's no question about it.
Yeah, well, of course, you know, all of this.
Did I digress?
Oh, I'm sorry. No. We're simply illustrating our right to freedom of expression. I mean, really, this goes back to flag burning. You know, this is one of those things that, ooh, it's offensive. Boy, you know, you're burning the flag. Oh, that's offensive. Well, if that's offensive to you, if you get to say, if you get to be offended just by ideas, then no holds barred. It's over. Katie Barton.
Well, of course, they have a lot of that already. I mean, in this country, we've gotten to that. And we didn't used to be. But that's what political correctness
well,
is all
they
about.
Well, they need to roll that back a little bit.
Oh, no kidding. I mean, you, people these days are just panic-stricken to even, you know, glance sideways at some girl in the office because the next thing you know, you're slapped with a suit.
Because of what you were thinking about.
That's right.
Get locked away.
That's right. And well, then you have your,
hey, I'm your girlfriend. You look at girls, hey, I'm your new girlfriend.
Well, I tell you, we have long recognized in this country that the basis of our freedom is really the ability to share ideas, the ability for people to express contrary opinions, and that comes in any form, including cartoon form.
Here, contrary this.
No,
that's right. No. If you think that we have not done this before, you ought to see some of the cartoons from the 18th and 19th centuries. I mean, the cartoons today are tame, mind you, compared to
really?
Some of them. Oh, I'll have to drag. I would put some on the website, but I mean, because they're certainly in the public domain by now, but they were scathing, and out-and-out lies, and they were published all the time.
Well, I think these publishers should stand on their ability to publish this kind of
stuff.
Well,
the little minor problem is that they got it's the standing part. I mean, if somebody's throwing a Molotov cocktail bomb /knife...
They're ducking on them right now.
Yeah, you know. yeah, that's right.
Back, I'm bombing you.
That's right. Or comes up there with a scimitar or whatever it is, you know, and you don't stand
well,
in that
you
way.
Put you suppress, man. You put those people down. You can't allow people to riot, to become violent based on the expression of an idea.
I would say the way you suppress that violence is with a fully loaded AK-47.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
That'll suppress.
Yeah!
You see how well we suppress that violence? My violence is better than your violence.
You have the Molotov cocktail ones?
I don't know, man.
But, I mean, they just certainly can't be given the credence, and they can't establish the standard that the Muslims have the right to not see this stuff in print or whatever. You just can't have the right not to receive communication. Or to not receive communication. It just doesn't, that doesn't make any sense.
Or not to receive, not communion. Yes.
Something like that.
Something like one of those, yeah.
Right. Sticks and stones may break your bones. Words can't piss you off that bad.
Well, that's the thing, is they're with the sticks and stones part.
No,
off with the words, right. And they escalate right away to the sticks and stones and say words are equivalent.
Well, they're wrong.
Yes.
And we'll up them an AK-47.
That's right. I call your stone. I call your stone and raise you a Colt 45.
Exactly. You know.
So I call your Colt 45, raise you a Stinger. Hey, how about this nuke, baby?
That's right.
I call your 8 kilotons, raise you 80. Crowd, please.
Yep.
That's
so,
it.
Right,
so
that's
we have
good
a,
for that, I suppose.
Yeah, that's good. Moving on to the next item. You want to do Super Bowl ads?
The Super Bowl ads! Woohoo!
Okay. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, yeah.
Did anybody know how much they cost per minute on the, or whatever?
$2.5 million for 30 seconds.
$2.5 million for 30 seconds.
Yes.
You know this Super Bowl business, to a large extent, started with the Apple ad in 1984.
Right, mm-hmm.
You do know that, right?
Right.
That was the most famous one that they paid $1 million for it, including that was I think of I don't the ad didn't cost $1 million, but the production and the ad together I think was $1 million. Set a record at the time. Of course, that was 22 years ago, and that was the first ad that ran only once. It was the most talked about thing, and since then, of course, all of the ads have tried to emulate that, and few have come close.
I thought it was a little bit dark, and I'll tell you, I was 14 at the time, and I didn't know what the hell it was for. I had an Apple. You know?
Yeah, that's right, you did. You did.
It took me years to figure out what that ad was for.
It was a fabulous ad, and I mean, it was the best ad ever. I mean, it was Steve Jobs, and it's interesting because the Steve Jobs, of course, did the whole thing, put the Macintosh together, then, you know, got fired. The whole litany is now, of course, he's the largest shareholder of Disney with 6.5% of the shares on the Disney board. And I wonder what Disney, talking about the Super Bowl ads, one of the ads was the 50-year celebration of Disney. And they had Walt Disney on there. And I wonder what Jobs, as the largest shareholder of Disney, single shareholder at 6.5%, and worth about $6.5 billion, I think, something like that, thought about that ad. And, of course, he didn't have anything to say about it because he just got on the board like, you know, 2 weeks
ago. What was that ad about?
It was a numbnut ad. I mean, it just said, let's celebrate.
A fluff piece. Yeah.
It was a fluff piece. You know, come to Disney 50 years, whatever. Yeah, I mean, so what? You know, it was for the theme parks. Yeah, it showed Walt 50 years ago opening.
It was like Disneyland. That was in Anaheim, right?
Disneyland, yeah. And so, yeah, Disney World opened up about 71 or 72
yeah, exactly.
or something. Yeah. So that's here. That's
yep.
down south of here, better than Anaheim 3 acres.
Yeah, you can put Anaheim in the parking lot of Disney World.
Oh yeah,
World.
Easy. Yeah. Oh yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. You know, no, it's what is it, 3 or 4 acres in Anaheim?
Something like that.
And we got like 2,200 here.
Right.
Or something. And it's its own place. It's like its own zip code,
and
they got their
miles.
Own laws.
And it's visible from outer space.
It's visible from outer space. Thank you, Ron White.
Well, I was terribly disappointed in the ads in general, personally.
Oh well. Well, they look. You have a pretty high bar to go. Let's face it. And there's a lot of competition. I counted. I didn't count how many ads there were, but there were like 50 or 60 ads
at least. Yeah.
And most of them were 30 seconds. There were a couple of little short ones, and then I think there were 2 1-minute ads or something that I went through the ads one by one. But I tell you the ones that I liked. As far as the beer ad was concerned, I did like the one with the streaker. They had the one sheep that was
the sheep.
The sheep that was they. Well, you didn't like that one, okay? How about touch? Okay,
lamb chops.
They had the touch football game with the late hit, the girl hit.
That was good. That was a good one.
That was a good ending, I thought.
Yeah.
When she came in the bar, you know,
right.
and nailed his ass.
Right.
And I will say is that all of the movie trailers. Of course, you've got to figure if you're already spending 50, 60 million, or 100 million on the movie, that you can damn sure afford a 30-second trailer.
Sure. Yeah.
And so the trailers were good. Although I don't understand the Poseidon Adventure or Poseidon. I mean, hadn't that been done?
Yeah,
it was done in 1906 or something.
It was just. I mean, is that a remake of Poseidon? Is that where the boat?
A remake of a remake?
Yeah, is that what it is?
I don't know.
I mean, I saw the trailer. I said I'm not going to. Mm. But the other movies, I can tell you right now, I'm going to go see
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Well, I don't know, but I'm going to go.
Shaggy Dog.
No. What is Tim Allen thinking?
Yeah,
man,
what is
lost
Tim
his mind?
No, no, that I. But what is he thinking? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No, but the running scared. I'm going to go see that. And the what was the, there was one with Bruce Willis. That's a given. Yeah. I mean, Bruce
Firewall.
Willis. Yeah, I mean, hello, done. Done, done, and done. They're going to get my money for that. There's no.
Well, you know, they're spending a lot of money to make those movie ads anyway.
No, I thought the thing is, if you, as I say, if you think about it, if you spend $100 million on the movie. all you have to do is a couple of outtakes. What does it cost you for the ad?
Right, right.
Once you're
right.
done.
Well, and they're doing a trailer anyway, no question about it.
So they just pay $2.5 million for the ad in the Super Bowl. But I mean, you got to believe that a lot of these ads, they spent maybe $1 million on the production, and the movie ads, they spent $100 million on the production. So and they took the best.
Yeah.
So you know that they're good.
Yeah. Although I thought that none of them tied in the ad to the Super Bowl. I mean, there was
No. Well, of course, let me tell you, some of the best ads were on message. They didn't tie into the Super Bowl. They just said, come buy our product. And I'll tell you, the ones that made...
The Aleve with Leonard Nimoy.
Oh, that was, you know... I mean, that was really great. I love that.
They should have had the director, like, slip him a couple of Aleve. You know, here, take these two. Like, he couldn't get... You know, I thought...
Well, one of the ads, there's a couple of them that I liked, really liked. I liked the AmeriQuest. I didn't know it was AmeriQuest. You know, I forgot. This is the problem with an ad. You watch the ad, you love it, and you don't know the product.
Right.
And one was the defibrillator ad.
Right.
Oh, my God, that was funny. I mean, that was funny. You would never. And so I'm going to ask you, gentle listeners, who was that for?
It was AmeriQuest.
No, because I have it written down here.
Right.
But I can tell you right now. There's no way. There's no way I could have told you.
And I'll tell you, you should not juxtapose your product with death, basically.
Tell you, you say that, there is some truth to that, I suppose.
You go for the direct comparison. The juxtaposition is like okay sometimes, but you really have to nail it, and it can't be something that's just awful. Which, I mean, in my opinion, you know.
Well, let me tell you about an ad that I didn't think, as I recall, I don't remember the Blockbuster. All I remember about the Blockbuster ad, did it have anything to do with the Super Bowl?
I don't remember which one you're talking about.
Well, it's basically the Blockbuster. Oh, I know what it did. It had two helmets that were bashing up against each other. Isn't that the one that it was? Is that the one, or is that another ad? There was another.
State Farm had the helmets.
Oh, State Farm. That's right. State Farm had the helmets. Okay. The Blockbuster ad, the only thing I remember about it was, since I do subscribe to Netflix, the Blockbuster, it looked like it was a better product. And, I mean, I'm going to actually go do something. I actually was motivated by that ad to go do something.
That's a good ad.
And that's right. Well, the other ads that I really liked, the Diet Pepsi ads I thought were great.
Oh, the ones with P. Diddy.
P. Diddy
Jackie
was
Chan.
They had the right people in that. And I'll tell you, the Diet Pepsi ad with Jackie Chan was the first one that I laughed out loud at that ad. I mean,
Missed that one.
That was when they did a stunt double for Diet Pepsi.
They did the stunt double!
And then they threw in Diet Coke and then they get crushed.
And he got crushed. it was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was hysterical when they called for the stunt double. Oh my. And of course the guy, what's his name, Rich or Jerry or who was the guy? The guy that is his agent was from Jerry Maguire.
Right.
Yeah.
What is his name?
Titus?
No, it's not Titus. He's a, God, why does his name slip my mind anyway? Also, another ad I liked was the Outback ad, where the guy was ripping he was sitting there, he had a great accent, he's sitting there, I came back.
He's ripping the boomerang.
What? He came back, their spokesman, the guy, no rules, their spokesman, he gets thrown out twice. That's what you can count on at Outback.
Yeah, but he came back because of food so bad.
He's going to get thrown out again just for hanging out there. I thought,
a little off message.
Okay. Well, there were a bunch of them I thought that were off message. I mean,
there were tons that had no correlation.
There were tons.
The Gillette ad with the giant fortress and the machinery that looked like Krell machinery, you know, I mean, looked like it was designed to reposition the earth. And what does it do? It makes a razor with an extra blade on it.
Well, let me tell you, that's true. Fusion, right. Okay, good luck. No, even worse than that, I'm sitting here thinking, I remember when they, you guys are way too young to remember this. I mean, I remember when they first came out with an actual stainless steel blade. It was on the cover of Time magazine. I'm serious. I'm serious. That's how it was. One safety razor blade that replaced some of the Gillette stuff, and it was made by a place called Wilkinson Sword, a company called Wilkinson Sword. And we're talking about the early 60s. It was on the cover of. I'm surprised it didn't get Man of the Year. I mean, that's okay. And that was one blade.
Carbon rod.
I am serious. Well, then, of course, it wasn't too long. I mean, I don't remember. A couple of years ago, they came out with the double blades, and everybody was, had two. Why would you need? Well, now, then they went to three. I mean, we laughed. We said, my God, this is the funniest thing in the world. They're advertised. You know, what fool would go to four blades? And this is for five? I mean, look, here's the deal.
100. Just get it over with.
Just get it. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm guessing that the blade is... Think about how they take up a certain amount of space. So by the time you get to 50 blades, the razor itself has got to be like 8 inches tall.
It's like a carpenter's plane.
Yeah, I mean, really, I'm guessing that you just put it up against your face and move it like a millimeter and you're done. I don't know. I mean,
you stick your whole face in this one blade.
Of course, the other
thing is...
You move
it around and then you pull
it up. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know...
Yeah, in a few years it'll go back to... Only one blade.
Well, and of course, the money they get. Well, this one also comes in a battery-operated version.
Right, right.
Hello? I mean, I guess one of them's wind up or something, and the other...
What's wrong with those regular old Remington electric razors?
They suck.
Yeah.
And they don't get you close, I can tell you from personal experience.
Right, okay, well, there
you go. No, I can tell you that you do get a decent shave, gentle listener. Although it's the waxing of the legs that hurts. But I tried to wax my face one time, and they did have to. It took 14 stitches to put the nose back on. I have no lips.
Right. Or eyebrows.
I look alien. Yeah, right. No, that's right. Yeah, that's right. No, I have no eyebrows, no lips. I'm, you know, that's right. Takes the skin off. I was showing veins when I got done. So anyway, no, I'll tell you another ad. I like the Pizza Hut ads. They had three ads.
What, the one with Jessica Simpson?
Yeah. Well, first of all, she was good. That was okay.
Well, she can sell anything.
No, that's right. Yeah,
anything.
I did not know about Jessica Simpson.
Right,
I'm such an old fart. I didn't really like Jessica Simpson until I heard her rendition of Let It Snow, Make It Snow, or Let It Snow, the she did for Christmas, which I really loved. I really loved that part. So anyway, she comes in, she does the ad for Pizza Hut, but then the next ad, of course, the follow-up was with Miss Piggy.
Right, and I didn't see that
It was the best. It was the best. Let me tell you what was so funny about it. They did exactly the same ad except Miss Piggy, and then at the end, they had Jessica and Miss Piggy talking at a table, and Jessica says something like, who's the, you know, maybe I'm the real talent here, and Miss Piggy, the best thing at the end, she said, Miss Piggy says, you wish. I mean, just that's it. It just slam dunk. It was the funniest thing. I mean, that was the thing that I looked at when I saw they missed the boat, when I saw the defibrillator ad. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And the guy's standing there with the two defibrillator things, and of course the little girl, you know, she's got her balloon up, running up in the air and everything. I want him to say, like PJ used to say, what?
What?
What? I mean, that to me would have been what you should have said at the end.
Yeah,
of that.
Yeah, and I thought they missed it also on they had the Kermit ad with the hybrid car.
Right.
It's not easy being green, you know. What they should have done was they should have had. Yeah, it was cheap. They used up Kermit on some
used up.
Yeah,
they should have had
Kermit's agent should have said something about
right.
that.
And you know what? The car was at the top of the hill when he gets up there, and they should have had Miss Piggy in it.
I thought she was going to be in it. I kept looking for her.
Me too.
I thought she was going to be there.
Me too. And Miss Piggy picks you up.
They should have had Jessica Simpson in there.
They should have.
And then you had Miss Piggy come and karate kick her out of the car.
Yeah, that would be good.
That would have been good. That would have been good.
Put the GoDaddy.com girl in there.
That would have been good. You could have done a little cross pollination there.
Yeah, now I didn't know what that ad was for, but I want one.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. I'll take whatever they're selling. I'm an owner.
I'm
an owner.
That company. Don't need to see their perspective.
No, that's right.
I don't know what their product is.
I don't care if it's legal.
No, that's right. What?
I don't care if it's legal.
Hopefully it's not.
Now, they should have had a buy now button in a way you could enter your credit card number with your remote control. You know,
there from your remote.
Put a swiper on my TV and they'd own that baby. No, that's it. There's no question about it. No, the phone lines would have been jammed to that thing. That's
seriously.
It. Your credit card cannot be verified because the entire telephone system has shut down. Ground to a stop. Well, you know, speaking of that, of course, that brings up the guy ads. I mean, there were some great, I thought the guy ads were great.
Like which?
Well, one of course was the guys on the roof. They were I think that was I forget what that
Bud
was
Light.
Bud Light. Bud Light. Yeah, yeah. And they all went up there and put their
well,
chair.
That was a spin-off of the other one, which was better than that. They used a couple years ago, where the guys and girls are all shopping, and the guy's looking in the clothes rack, and he sees through in the clothes rack in the middle of the turnstile is a group of guys, and they're huddled around the TV.
I remember that one, yeah.
And they're all like, get in here, and they're sitting on coolers and stuff, and they're cracking beers and watching football while the chicks are shopping and looking around for them.
Chicks?
Girls,
you're gonna,
women.
Okay, you're going to get in trouble for that one. we're going to get email on that. They're going to get email on
you
that.
You saw the MasterCard MacGyver ad, you know, you got
just I love, of course, anything. I love MacGyver.
I love MacGyver.
Well, I love MacGyver. I don't know what they are.
With Patty and Selma on this one.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But the other, let me tell you, the other ones that I thought that were total kick-ass guy ads, speaking of kick-ass, okay, was the, how about the kick-ass scarecrow?
Which one was that?
Oh, the scarecrow was the scarecrow went in and got rebuilt or something and came out. Regular old scarecrow went in the barn, whatever it is, came out and started shooting everything inside. It came back. No, came back as the ultimate dread robot, you know, whatever it is, and could get the crows with a beam, you know, and you see the crow go up in flames. Oh, it was totally cool.
I missed that one.
Oh, and, well, not only that, you don't know what it advertised. I have it written here. It advertised something called Vault.
Laser beams.
Yeah, laser beams. That's right. And then there was
Lockheed Martin.
It's your 5-watt laser now.
Right. And my favorite one that I can remember was the FedEx caveman one.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty good.
Where he comes out and he ties the bone to the pterodactyl.
Oh,
and,
yeah. Oh.
That was pretty good.
That was classic.
But the best part of that was when he comes out of the cave at the end and he kicks the thing.
Yeah, yes, yes, yes.
And then he gets smashed with the dinosaurs.
Yes, yes, that was. No, that was so cool.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
You know, there was a cartoon many years ago that ran with a movie called King of Hearts, which was a great movie, and I have to get that. That was the one about the insane asylum taking over the French town. I think it starred Alan Arkin or something. Anyway, the little cartoon that ran in that was about Bambi, and it shows this little Bambi, and it's all sweet and everything.
Right, right.
Again, there's a stomp, and Bambi gets killed. And this was like big. This was right out of that. It was so funny to me. I mean, you talk about shameless ripoffs like it, but no, that was. I loved the part where he kicked the little
the dog. Dog after
oh, and
thing
the, I mean, it was so well done.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. And I forget what the ad was now, but there was two other ads that I have marked down here as total guy ads. One was for a Full Throttle energy drink. Was that about cars or something? What was that one?
Well, they were the ones who sponsored the whole pregame show and everything, just Full Throttle. It's a new Pepsi.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And then another one was in the Sprint Locker. There was a Sprint Locker Room ad. What was that? Which one was that? Sprint Locker Room.
I don't remember. I saw the start of the first one you said, but I didn't see the rest
of it. Full Throttle Energy. Was that about? I mean, I have it written down here as a super guy ad. Solid guy ad. Loved it, you know, the whole deal. And I can't remember what it was about.
It's like a guy in a car, and he had the energy drink. And
yeah, thanks.
Well, you can go and review, of course, all these ads all over the internet.
Yeah, no, if you look up, if you Google Super Bowl ads.
AOL's got a huge section AOL on there right now. And
They were on something called iFilm, and of course the NFL has them. And the NFL ads themselves weren't too bad, I didn't think.
I tell you another.
Oh, the Bruce Willis movie, by the way, is called 16 Blocks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right.
That's the one. That will be seen.
And then
March 3rd.
You saw the Paul McCartney on there.
Yes. They paid money for that guy.
Well, okay.
Man, I tell you, you think they paid money for the Stones? I tell you, Sir Paul got his
golden.
Boy,
coin.
I tell you, besides everything else, he got some do-ski for that.
Well, I thought they dropped the ball two ways in that ad.
They dropped it totally.
Yeah.
They
made him a lot of money.
Yeah, they made him a lot of money.
Well, I mean, number
it was a
one,
promo for Paul.
They should have had
exactly.
They should have had their logo at the very least. Their logo showing throughout the ad.
No question.
I mean,
no, it was just stupid. No, they blew it.
And then the other thing was he didn't say anything about it. Like they should at least had him say whatever the product name was.
Yeah, I mean, no, there were a bunch of ads there that sucked, and we haven't even gotten into them. I mean, there was the one they had one about the beer was the Wave, for instance. They had all the people holding up the cards, and they...
Oh, right. I liked that one.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was a little too much CGI. Big deal, you know? I
thought the two monsters having...
And then how about the hidden Bud Lights?
Oh, in the office walls?
In the office walls.
I thought those were funny, but I mean, like, you know...
Yeah, whoa. I mean, what is that? What's the message? I mean, they were drunk. They were totally plastered, drunk as skunks, tearing up the office looking for, I mean, you're talking, A, addictive, right. B, drunks, alcoholics
right.
everywhere.
Right.
I mean, tearing up. I'm sorry. What's the message here? Don't get me wrong. I like the message, but
get rowdy at work.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
Which one did you say, Eric? The one with the two monsters made it, and
yeah, and the Hummer. I thought that sucked.
No, that did suck.
Mm-hmm. No, you didn't. I thought that was pretty.
Oh
good.
God,
that was interesting.
Oh God, you know, give that was. I thought that.
I wanted to shoot. I like when they kill
it was
that kind monster.
Of gross.
It was gross.
Disgusting.
I mean, you know, right? Some metal guy makes like it with it, and she was ugly. That was the problem. If that had been Jessica Simpson.
Yeah. Well,
you know, then I could have understood.
Right. They could have had, you know, Arnold doing Jessica Simpson and popped out a Hummer, and that would have made sense.
A Hummer is good.
Right. Yeah, we like Hummers.
There was a Motorola ad for the Paperboy. I didn't get that. Oh, I know what there was another one that was the Sprint ad in the locker room was the one where he was throwing the Sprint against the guy's head.
Security control.
Security control, that was it.
And he throws, what it is the two guys in the locker room.
Yeah, two guys in the locker room.
They're talking on their phones, right. And one guy says, mine's got this and that, and the other thing says, it's got security protection.
And
says,
what's that? And he goes, smacko, and he throws it at him, and then they do it. And I thought, but I know, solid guy ad.
Yeah,
I mean, locker room guy ad, couldn't go wrong with that.
Right.
I mean, I
don't know which phone it was.
No, I'm saying I like the guy part of the ad.
Oh, you
know,
right.
Message, who knows? I mean, I'm not at buying Sprint. That reminds me, I have to cancel my Sprint. they charge too much.
Did you see the one where the girl gets up to go to the bathroom on the plane?
No.
And she gets up to go to the bathroom, and she's stepping over some people, and her clothes get caught.
Oh, yeah.
And then,
that was another AmeriQuest.
And then, like, the plane goes through a little turbulence, and she falls into this guy's lap, and his visor, his little eye patch thing, comes down into his mouth and looks like a gag, and then the lights come on. So when the lights come on, she's straddling him backwards, and he's wearing a gag.
I didn't see that.
Oh, that was,
the great one. I didn't get mine from the Super Bowl. I got them from something called iFilm. And I tell you, it took me like 2 or 3 hours to go. I've got like 50 ads here, and I still didn't see the GoDaddy one on there.
These were straight off of the thing. It's just funny.
Oh, you have to go to the GoDaddy website to see the ones
I know that, and you should. I mean, mm-hmm. don't forget to go to the, because they have the whole timeline of the rejected.
I voted
them all.
Should have been.
Yeah, should have been. Exactly. Should have been. Send, yes, no problem.
We thought they should have.
I like the part of the GoDaddy where the guy grasped for the oxygen mask, you know. It's just.
The problem with that one with the girl straddling the guys, I didn't know what it was for. I mean, I guess it was for AmeriQuest or something, but I mean, there's no correlation between. I mean, it should have been for, like, you know, bladder control medicine or something, you know. She pees on the guy.
Not only that, there were some of the ads that I thought were just plain. They got the message and everything. Well, how about the one with the checkout girl? And she's up on the checkout stand singing the praises of what? You know,
I didn't see that one.
Well, it was Miller Beer, and it was boring. And I thought, geez, you know, the guy comes through, and she's checking out, you know, running through stuff through the scanner, you know, gum, tampons, whatever. And then she does when he has a six-pack of Miller Lite, and she goes all, you know, foozy and stands up on the thing and starts singing the praises of that thing. Mm-hmm. I thought, you know, boring.
There was a whole bunch of touchy-feely ones, like the horse ones with the little tiny horse.
Yeah, no, that's, oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, been there, yeah, right.
Please.
I'm sorry, yeah.
Let's thank you.
Horse flank steak for dinner tonight.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. wipe that memory clean right
That's
there.
Right. Man. That's right. I did. And then the Aleve, of course, we love the Leonard Nimoy, but the other one was the Dancing in the Street, which I'm thinking, if the guy would have just jumped off the bridge at the end there and gone splat, that would have been fun. I could have. But the Nissan ad sucked. The Nissan had their new Murano or whatever, and then their exterior, and I thought, those sucked.
I don't remember a single car commercial.
Well, those
except the Hummer and the hybrid.
Right.
The hybrid,
yeah, well, that's right. And then they had this one called Emerald. Now, here's a new company, brand new company, Emerald Nuts. And they do you remember that?
Yeah, there was like this tremendously produced ad, and then in the end, it was like
Emerald Nuts.
They
put the letters together, and so what?
Yeah, I mean,
did you see that?
Well,
really?
It had a code. You have to decipher this code.
Yeah,
and then you get.
Well,
to
it wasn't
the
only
nuts
that. It was to me. It was beyond the MTV generation. Has always had a short time span because of the way they flash stuff. This was even worse.
Yeah,
this had like 50 shots.
Right.
in, I mean, they were nanosecond shots.
Right, and then only right at the end does it come up with this bizarre, you know, inexplicably illogical, non-sequitur assembly of the letters to spell Emerald Nuts. And you're going, well, you know.
Enigma.
Right. It's like.
Yeah, did you see the, and then the, but though, I did kind of like, actually, I thought it was kind of cute, was the Burger King commercial where the girls were all dressed up as the condiments.
You know, it's funny, you should say that, because I thought the ad sucked until the end.
Right.
And the end, when they flopped down, then it all made sense.
What did they do at the end?
They all compile the Whopper. Like at the beginning, like everybody's dancing around, and like you have the lettuce girls and the onion girls.
But you don't really, if you're not paying attention, you wouldn't really know that. There you see green and you see red and you see everything like that. And then at the end, the last, you know.
They have the meat girl, and then she gets up, you know, on the bun or whatever, and then also these other girls just all pile, jumping like a
on
big
layer,
football.
You know, the lettuce and the tomato and everything else, and then the bun comes
bun
down
comes
at the
down
end.
The top.
And I mean, it was.
Squishes
no, no, the last 5 seconds of that ad were what made it. Right. I mean, there's no question about that. The other one that actually I got was the State Farm ad, where they had the slobs that stole everything out of the apartment. And then, you know, if you had renter's insurance. And the other one was the for car insurance. I mean, I got the message that State Farm, you know, got, you know, they had the, I think that was the one where State Farm was beating up. Was that the helmets?
And the helmet, each helmet, they crushed the other helmets.
Yeah, right. And I thought they were, you know.
Yeah, they
got the message across. I mean,
I don't know about showing your opponent's, you know, thing, but it was.
Well, no, you say that. You know, it's funny because that, remember now, the ad that was, remember about the Jackie Chan ad showed the competition, showed Coke being crushed.
Right. Mm-hmm. But of course, in that one, Coke is the cool stunt person and Pepsi is the pretentious actor.
No.
How's that burn out?
I don't. Yeah, right. Thank you. That's right. Okay.
Did you see the Dove self-esteem one?
Oh, God. You talk about Suck City. Yeah. I mean, what were they thinking?
Yeah,
I mean, you know, this is, oh, my God. Talk about a waste of money.
Yeah, that was,
a waste of money.
That was a whole city.
Oh, my God.
That one, I don't remember.
Oh, my God. We're going to
join the self-esteem club and wash yourself off with Dove or something.
Oh, God. I mean, I wanted to wash that ad off. I mean, it was, you know, and I wasn't going to use no Dove. No, the Dove. Might have been good because it's bird shit ad.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it was Dove. And the other one that I thought that was a poor ad, I mean, I suppose they spent some, was the Slaying the Dragons, which was a paper cutout thing for what? There was a paper cutout, Slaying the Dragons. It was all kind of real ethereal and everything. It was supposedly for United Airlines, but I mean, I didn't get it.
Is that the one where the guy unfolds the paper mache?
Yeah. And he goes in and basically dragons come in and he, you know, whips out this sword and I don't know. It's all like a paper cutout thing.
Oh, I missed that one.
Well, you didn't miss anything. Don't worry about it. But speaking of the people that actually wanted to sell something that I bet people wrote down, of course, we're talking about the movies, but the other one is the new Doom DVD.
Mm-hmm.
They had a quickie thing on the new, and I'll bet you they sell a jillion. I mean, I bet that ad paid for itself.
Right.
I
wouldn't doubt. Was one with The Rock in it.
The Doom DVD. I don't know. They had a few. Yes.
Well,
yes.
Doom,
exactly.
I think
when you
Doom
say The Rock, yeah, The Rock, right?
Doom started out as a game.
Yeah,
it still is.
Made a movie.
Yeah. It was an ad for the game. Though.
It was for the game. Excuse me. It was the game DVD.
Right.
Or whatever. The game.
Yeah. Right.
You know, whatever. No, it's not a right. The Honda. Now, talk about car ads that you didn't see. I saw two Honda ads. One was for their car of the year. They won car of the year for some car that they had, and then the other one was the.
You missed it.
Well, sex still sells ads, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, the one where the girl gets in the car with Yosemite Sam?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that was kind of a waste of Yosemite Sam. I mean,
I agree with you on that part, although it was one of those things that was just enough catchy enough. I mean, I thought the ad was like border obscene up until that point. I mean, really, she was, you know.
She was a babe.
Yeah, she was definitely. I mean, for a shadow figure, I mean, for something off of a mud flap.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm telling you, not bad. So.
Hey, what was Here's to Beer? What the hell
yeah,
is that?
Yeah, that was put out by the Beer Association of America or something, and it sucked.
Put out by Bah.
Yeah, no. It was really, yeah, exactly, Bah.
Bah.
B-A-A, Bah. No, that ad sucked, and that was a waste of money. It was only 16 seconds. I will give them that, so they probably didn't have to. They only had to pay $1 million for it or whatever the hell.
Yeah.
They did have a Visit Florida ad, which I thought was fairly effective.
I didn't see that one either.
Well, it was pretty effective. It was a pack of lies.
Jessica Simpson sitting there saying, "I live here, come visit me."
Yeah, just about.
And say,
they
should have. Home of the Jimmy Jones.
That's right. Go there and see Jimmy, but don't. That's right. Don't see Don.
Just know you're in the same state as a good
That's
enough.
Right. That's good enough. That's close enough. Right. That's as close as we want you. You know, I just remember to wear some kind of a GPS locator so that we'll know where not to be.
They had the one where the guy was in sports heaven all the time.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
And the only problem was that nobody looked like they were having a good time in sports heaven.
Yeah, you know,
they were all, everybody was like doing their own thing. And
yeah, no, that sucked.
Even he looked like he was bored out of his mind.
No, that's, sports heaven sucked. There's no question about it. No.
Sucked.
Sucked.
Hated it.
The other one was there was one about save yourself the bear. There was a bear ad where
the guy comes by and running back by and grabs the bear.
Yeah, right. I didn't
grab the beer.
I thought that was kind of a waste. I mean, I would have done a lot better than that. I would have had him eat the guy.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
arms flying.
They've been showing, you know, that documentary that is up for Academy Awards.
Yeah, Grizzly Man.
Grizzly Man. And here they show this ad. I mean, I think they could have done. They could have done some work on that, boy, I'll tell you right now. I thought it was a stupid ad in that I didn't quite get it. I got it where the guy puts the beer on the rock. Okay, that's fine. The bear stops. Bear, whatever. No, they put the bear on the rock and the beer, no, whatever. But I mean, I'll tell you, if I'd had a couple of beers, I'd have peed in my pants on that one. That would have been, I'll tell you where that beer would have gone right fast. No, but anyway, so then this guy comes along and takes it. And then what? I mean, then
the bear chase.
Yeah, well, yeah, okay, whatever. I don't know.
I think there were any more.
Well, no, there are some ones that sucked. The Alka-Seltzer ad, you know, brought up an old ad. That was from the guys from Raymond and, you know, I Love Raymond or Raymond Loves Me or whatever it was, you know. Everybody loves Raymond. There was the two, you know, the old guy.
Raymond Loves Me.
Yeah, whatever. That brought back an ad from 30 years ago for Alka-Seltzer, and I thought it was very effective. I mean, you know, for those of us who are old enough to remember it, that is a timeless ad. Timeless ad.
What was the timeless ad?
For Alka-Seltzer, it says, "I can't believe I ate the whole thing."
Oh!
I can't believe I ate the whole thing. I mean, that's the tagline. That's where's the beef?
Right.
I mean, that, you know, there are some things that have
where's
come into
what?
Where's the beef? Shut up! Here, there's my signature. This is Jimmy Doan's signature. You see that one finger salute?
Jimmy's using American Sign Language.
Right. That's right. It's shorthand.
Here's what I would suggest for people doing their commercials. First of all, you only got 30 seconds. Show your product or your logo the entire time,
right?
No matter what,
yeah.
You know, you can't have a short film that you sponsor, a short 30-second film, and then show your logo for the last 2 seconds or 1 second or half a second. That's not going to sell.
And and having the logo come together like a jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah,
give me a break.
No, put it up there, leave it up there.
Let me tell you, I know why they do that. They're out for the Clio Awards or something. I mean, they don't care about it's the guy, it's the artiste that are putting this thing together.
Mm-hmm.
They want to win an award. They don't care about selling shit. Think about it. The artiste guys are back in the back room. They're not the marketers.
Well, the production guys need to get in there and kick some ass.
No, they should. No question. They should. I mean, the production guys ought to say, you know, like in Tom Hanks and Big, you know, I don't get it.
I don't get it. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they need to have a couple of kids in there saying, I don't get it. I can tell you right now that fully half of these ads, if I'd been sitting in there, if any of us had been sitting there, we'd have raised our hand just like Tom Hanks. I don't get it.
Yeah. You're turning your big bag.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you've got to have a correlation between the product and your ad. And I think they should correlate also with the event. I mean, you know, there were a bunch of football ads. The horses were playing football, stuff like that. You know, and horses, I mean, how can you go wrong with horses? You know, she like Elvis, horses, and apple pie. You know, I mean, it's like, yeah.
Oh, they even had some buffalo and stuff in this.
I'm like,
yeah.
Anybody want some horse jerky?
That's pretty good with that. Yeah, those are my suggestions.
Okay, well, and I'm sure that all the vast listeners here to this, the people, the producers of the Super Bowl ad for next year are listening,
right.
And they will they can email us jimmy@jimmydoan.com and enclose big money, and we will be personally responsible for making sure that your ads get noticed next year. I mean, we can give you a super heads up on this stuff. Believe me, Jimmy knows what sells.
That's right,
and
Jessica Simpson.
That's it.
Go Daddy. Okay.
See,
your ad looks good for Jessica Simpson.
It doesn't matter what it's
a good girl. I think we're going to merge the two best ones.
Well, we can have a And Miss Piggy.
And Miss Piggy.
You know, she's good. I like that. But you can have that. She's hot, no question. You have to have a little relax, a little relief from Jessica every once in a while. But I
sort of like
I would say if you ran 40 or 40 more ads for Jessica with Jessica Simpson in them,
she could just be the Super Bowl spokesgirl.
Well, that's it.
She just stands in a room and picks up people's ads.
That's it. Yeah,
holds them for 30 seconds.
It's product placement. That's exactly right. She says, that's exactly right. What are we doing now? You know, the camera's on it.
Now, drink the Coke.
Yeah,
drink the Coke.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's a Sprite.
You have to open it.
Coke.
Yeah, drink it. Okay.
That's right. But I don't know how she, you know, picked up AmeriFirst Mortgage or whatever. I got my mortgage here.
She'd be wearing it.
That's it.
The pizza.
See, this new dress is made out of my mortgage.
Eat the pizza more slowly.
That's it. No, we'll do that for. You figure each ad, the production cost is well over $1 million, and we figure we're in for what, 10% for our thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
40,
standard.
50 ads, 10%. We'll do that.
Yeah.
We might even do it for, well, no, we have to split it four ways, though, so I don't know. That's 10% is fair. Fair figure.
Yeah. Okay.
Done.
Light notes.
Actually, got a couple. I'm going to really try to go through this quickly, but I have top five Darwin Awards here.
Oh, okay, more Darwin Awards. The Darwin Awards are people who...
These are awards given each year to bestow upon or the remains or estate of...
the remains of... You of are so stupid.
Yes, of individuals whose single-minded self-sacrifice has done the most to remove undesirable elements from the human gene pool. Just then. Until these events happen, these people, same people, work in the same streets. So number five, one of my favorites though, and it's hard for me to read some of these because they do involve pain. But this guy went down a mountain in California at the Mammoth Mountain Ski Resort. And they have those foam pads that they wrap around the lifts.
We've been there.
The towers, yeah.
Yeah.
So what happened, this guy went and he pulled one of those foam pads off and hiked up all the way to the top of the mountain and proceeded to ride this thing like a sleigh ride all the way down and hit the tower that he pulled it off of. Killing him instantly.
Oh, my God. Well, the foam pad was going home.
Obviously, like a horse back to the barn.
That's it. Boom, done. I mean, that had got to be stupid. You know, I mean, if you tear it off dead, the foam pad was heading home.
Apparently, go ahead.
Why didn't somebody put or something on that?
You win.
You wonder what the nanosecond before he hits, what he was thinking.
Yeah, that's a tough one right there.
Comes full circle, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. This is number four. Number four here. This guy walked in. He was apparently kind of ticked off some deli clerk. And so this deli clerk decided to call the police. So this guy grabbed a hot dog, shoved it into his mouth, walked out without paying, and they found him dead out in front where he had choked on it to death.
Love it. You got to love that.
Exactly. This is another guy. Number three goes to a poacher in Spain who shot a stag that was standing above him on an overhanging rock and was killed instantly when it fell on him.
that's like a Homer Simpson cartoon. I mean, that's exactly, you know, Wile E. Coyote or something. I mean, that's...
Number two was this guy had... they found this blasting cap that they... hadn't...
Right, starts off bad right now.
Yeah, they found a blasting cap, and this guy, he was trying to explode it in an aquarium of some kind with electricity, and this other party goer says, oh, I know how to do that, and he threw it in his mouth and bit down on it, and then it blew all of his face apart.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Yeah. Now, that is truly Darwinian. That has got to be...
Right. Well, they were saying it's almost akin to the guy last year who won, who was second, the winner last year when a guy in Arkansas used a .22 caliber bullet to replace the fuse in his pickup truck, and he started his truck up, and then it went off and shot him in the head.
Oh, God.
So, anyway.
I love these guys.
Yeah, this year's winner, it goes to these guys who attended a Metallica concert. Having no tickets, they thought it'd be easier to hop over the 9-foot fence and sneak into the show. So they pulled the pickup truck over the fence, and then the plan was for this guy, who was 100 pounds heavier than this other guy, to hop the fence and assist his friend over. Unfortunately, the late Mr. Pernicky didn't know there was a 30-foot drop on the other side. So he heaved himself over, he found himself crashing through a tree. His fall was abruptly halted and broken, along with his arm, and a large branch that snagged him by his shorts. Dangling from the tree with a broken arm, he looked down and saw some bushes below and decided that the bushes might actually cushion his fall. So he removed a pocket knife and proceeded to cut away his shorts to free him from the tree. So finally free, Mr. Pernicky crashed into the holly bushes. These sharp leaves, of course, you know, scratched his whole body up. And the branch penetrated his rectum, a holly branch. To make matters worse, upon landing, the pocket knife penetrated his thigh. So his friend, who was still up in the on the other side of the wall, seeing his friend in considerable pain and agony, threw him a rope and tried to pull him to safety by tying the rope to the pickup truck and driving slowly away. However, in his drunken haste, he put the truck in reverse and crashed through the fence, landing on his friend, killing him. So there you go. That's
numero uno.
Numero uno.
Oh my God,
it's harsh.
Did you see that? I saw this. That there was an arcade game that lets you claw for live lobsters up in Maine. Have you seen those?
Claw for live.
You know, the game.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about.
Right.
But I think it's kind of cute that it's claw for live.
Yeah.
Okay. So you put the quarters in, and the claw moves
two
over,
bucks,
and you try
two
to...
bucks, and they got some big old lobsters in there. 160 euro for people in Canada. So anyway, that.
Wait, no, Canada doesn't use euros.
Yeah.
That's right.
Only euro.
Well, you know,
they use
whatever.
It's $1.60.
$10 for Canadians. I'm just kidding. No, it's what is it? One third. More expensive for them?
Yeah, roughly. It's like a dollar Canadian is now worth about 75 or 80 cents. It was rounded down to around 63 cents, but it's come back.
Okay. All right. So anyway, that's...
Hey, Canada. Hey, you hosers. We love you.
How about this? The Gamer Expo out there, they banned booth babes.
Oh, I know.
Now, I want to tell you, that is stupid. I mean, you talk about a decrease in attendance.
These are the girls who hang out in the expo booths.
Wait a minute. Now, you got to understand, the guys that are the gamers and the writers of the games, when do they ever get to see a girl? I mean, the only time they ever get to see a girl.
Live human female.
A live human female, right.
Right.
Man,
and is it the... I mean, we went down to Comic-Con. I got my picture with...
Megacon with Dazza.
With Dazza.
Bone with a Bone.
And the stilt girl.
That's right. Xanthra or something.
Well, whatever. Anyway, but I mean, it would have been like totally worthless to go without those. I can't imagine. I'm not going to go into
it.
This is
there's another word for it.
This is going to cause an economic slowdown.
No,
I mean,
who's going to show up?
Right.
I mean, who is? Think about it. The entire audience are geeks and uber geeks. I mean, these are people that literally live in a virtual world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're like Tron people.
$5,000 fine on the spot.
Yeah, can you imagine? $5,000.
Jesus. Well, what is the reasoning behind that?
Did not comment reasons for the change. She did not come. E3 show director said in an email.
Say no more. Wink, wink.
Right. Mm-hmm. Video game industry. So if you're going to go to this one,
she has single-handedly decided to kill that show.
Did you see that Libertarian Passions website? What's that all about? Is it dating for libertarians?
That's right. We're on that show, of course. Yeah, apparently they're starting up anew if you want to meet libertarian guys or girls.
Transvestites.
You know, whatever. I guess they're going to be, it's kind of like a libertarian eHarmony or something. I don't know.
LibertarianPassions.com.
Yeah, Libertarian Passions. Oh, which reminds me, speaking of websites, don't forget to go to the Mises website, which is good. But I'll tell you another one I found recently.
Mises, M-I-S-E-S?
M-I-S-E-S, yes, Mises.com.
Org?
Yeah, yeah, org, right. But the other one I like is Cato. I didn't realize, but Cato, they
C-A-T-O.
C-A-T-O. They're the libertarian, quote, think tank from up there in Washington.
They're not a libertarian think tank.
They are.
Libertarian?
Yep, Cato is. Yep, sure enough. Yeah, by any stretch of the imagination, they're a libertarian think tank.
Cato.com?
I think.
Or .org.
Again, I don't, it could be. Yeah, probably.
There's only 27 different suffixes you can. Probably .com or .org.
I would guess that if you looked up Cato in Google, it would show up there number one. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they have got some great podcasts. They do like not seminars, but they have talks by people, kind of like you have on C-SPAN or on the National Press Club, and Q&A and the whole deal, but they're really good, and they have a bunch of different things. Anyway, they're good for good exercise and not as entertaining as this, of course, but they're good stuff. Mm. And I would recommend that you go to the Cato and the other one, Libertarian Passions. I mean, that'd be interesting to find out how that works out.
Well, I'm going to have to like take a look at it. You know, the Cato out in large and dangerous rocket society terms means catastrophic failure. Ooh, yeah. Rocket Cato'd, man. You know, LDRS and all those people, Tripoli rocket.
My favorite term is land shark.
Yeah, land shark. That's when the rocket falls over on its side and you see the fins. They breathe that land shark. Yeah. 3,000 pounds of thrust. I mean, where are you going to hide? You know, it goes through your van. I mean, no question about it. You know, I mean, these people, they get serious out there.
The rockets are bad enough. They did show on extreme videos the other night. I saw where they had a big car race. It was Daytona or something like that. And this one guy, one of the paramedics, was nursing, helping a guy out of a car that had crashed. And another car came by, spun out, and smacked and threw him 20 feet in the air. Wow. Honestly, while he was trying to help, you know. So. Yeah. And that was, right.
Yeah, I saw that.
He's alive.
Yeah, I saw that the car crash of the day on the freeway on that video or whatever.
Is that what? Yeah.
Love yeah, it. Ooh. Robert Blake filed for bankruptcy in wake of his civil judgment.
Yeah. Now, Robert, is he's out golfing with OJ or what? I'm looking for the killer. I mean,
the killer.
He doesn't have an NFL pension.
No, OJ gets like $400,000 a month or a year or something like that for his out of his pension. But he's out there.
It's research.
But didn't you
money.
Say, Curtis? He's out there when he finishes the front nine. He's looking for the killer
on the back nine.
He's looking for it, man, in the clubhouse.
And the
killer's there.
And the killer's there.
And the killer is there.
He just keeps. It's amazing.
He's not wrong about that.
No, he's not wrong. And the killer is out there on the golf course.
He's probably actually playing with the killer.
Well, the only reason I guess that OJ doesn't actually see the killer is he's got to be a vampire.
Okay.
Well, vampires can't see themselves in the mirror.
Okay.
Now let me explain this.
That was a two-step joke.
Of course it was, for God's sakes. You didn't get that. You guys suck. Jesus, sorry, I try a little elevated humor, and what happens? It bombola.
Hey, is she making some kind of cultural reference or something?
It's a racist joke.
He couldn't be out in the sun playing golf anyways. His skin would burn off.
That's it. Yeah, his vampire. I don't get it.
Weren't you in the car with me, Gino, one time when we saw that big alligator in the middle of the road?
Yeah,
In Orlando. They had leaping crocodile slams into car, big 6'5" saltwater croc leapt out of a roadside culvert and slammed into the side of a passing car.
Saltwater croc?
This is in Sydney, Australia.
What do we care?
Well, I mean, it was just kind of funny because I remember we were driving around in Florida,
that happens here, man.
It does happen. And my friend from New York was going, I want to see an alligator live. When I said, we can go over here to the lake, you know.
Just swim on out there to the middle.
here's this pork chop. Why don't you tie this around your leg?
Yeah.
And go ahead on out there.
It gives new meaning to up close and personal.
But, people don't realize it. Some people may not realize it, but we do have those dinosaurs all over. This place is infested here in Gainesville.
Oh, there's a famous picture actually here. That a guy, Moran, took he sells a lot of prints of it, and it's at nighttime looking up over Bivens Arm, Lake Alice, or whatever it is over there, and there's like 1,000 of these little double lights, and it's from the retina reflections off all the alligators that are right,
So there's like 10,000 alligators
picture. Right. I mean, it's unbelievable. Well, there's 1,000 anyway, and because their retinas, I guess, at nighttime are very, their eyes expand.
Well, like all the creatures do.
Like animals say. Yeah,
right. Like animals do.
Big black mirrors. Yeah, I mean, right over here, you can have people sunbathing right next to a little creek where there's an alligator sitting right into it.
Yep,
and they do. And they get eaten. Sometimes.
mostly the dog or something.
Yeah, right. Fluffy! Ruff.
Well, it's either that or...
You gotta bring your alligator detector.
It's either that or it's the new meal at the Vietnamese restaurant.
So, the only other thing I got is Amsterdam sells no toking signs. The city of Amsterdam.
Oh, this is another classic case of, this is what Jimmy needs to do. I mean, this is another classic case of something that is serendipitous, as we say. You don't know, it's like the Flying Spaghetti Monster and the guy that had the million pixel, whatever it is,
website.
The million pixel website. Rocket Boom is now selling ads and they, you know, that's gone through the ceiling on eBay. And you don't know where the next, you know, multi-million dollar thing is coming from. And here, go ahead.
Yeah, this, apparently.
We're looking for one. If you have an idea, yeah, you can please partake. We'll pay you.
You have a $1 million idea.
Yeah, if you have a $1 million idea,
we'll give you $500,000 for it. Okay. If it has to come to fruition. Now, the city of Amsterdam, they began selling, they reintroduced these no toking signs to prevent the official ones from being stolen as collector's items. And the signs were created as part of an experimental ban on smoking marijuana on the street in De Barges, one of the city's poor neighborhoods. The measure, which went into effect February 1st, was intended to reduce loitering and petty crime. So they say on Wednesday we placed the first sign and it was gone the next morning. We put a new one up Thursday and it was taken the same night as well. That's when the idea came, just to sell them. See, this is when their government's thinking quickly.
Yeah, I know. Not so ours. Here in the States. Right.
Let's tell us what they would do, Jimmy.
They would have posted an armed guard armed with a, not an AK-47, but an M16 by the sign at unparalleled expense to shoot anybody that tried to take it down.
No. Well, they ought to do
they might have actually first tried to bolt it.
Yeah, no, that's right. They would have made it out of some kind of lead or something and welded it onto the damn thing or whatever it is. When it came down, along with the light post lamp and a big patch of sidewalk.
Then they would post the thing.
Yeah, they should have just posted like 10 signs up there.
Well, here's what happened. Here's what they did. It's no fools they. Guess they went to Cafe Press or wherever they went and started and made them up for sale. And so people can, you know, of course it loses its cachet, I guess, when you don't get to steal it.
Well, you know, you rip a couple of holes in it and tell them.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's like jeans. You know, you rip them up, throw them through the washer with some rocks or something a couple times. Yeah. You know, sell them as used.
Stolen signs.
Right. These are Jessica Simpson's jeans. Size 44 XL. Yeah, these are Jessica. I put those on eBay. She really wore these? Yeah, she wore one leg. She looked at the zipper.
Yeah, she's got some cheesy perfume spilled on it. Apparently there's these. Just I haven't seen the picture of the signs, but apparently there's two fingers holding a cone-shaped cigarette with a small white marijuana leaves on a black background, all enclosed within a red circle.
With a line through it.
The city is selling them for around $110 each.
Wow.
I bet you they're going like hotcakes.
Yeah, they might be. We have to look it up on the web.
You're selling like a weed, man.
Going like ganja over there.
Selling like weed, man. That's all I got.
I'm done.
Done?
Woo. Yep, done. Let's get out of here.
All right.
Thank you all so much. Come back. So hopefully you'll get this thing mixed the next day or so. God love you.
Yeah.
Eric has always done a marvelous job.
So Stargate Monday, though, so I'm not going to do it tonight.
Oh, that's true. You wouldn't want to tape it and watch it later.
Hell no.
You like to watch
it. You can't see it live.
Yeah, you get to see it live. That's right. In case something happens, you'll be the first to know. That's it. They'll break in with a news thing. Stargate, gal, you know, whatever crashes.
Vaporize.
Osama bin, what's the guy's name? What's one of those guys' name? The girl?
O'Neill or?
No.
Osama bin Hussein.
No, there's somebody's name that says it's Obama or Bloma or
Obama. Oh, Barack Obama.
No.
Raytag.
It's Stargate. It's on the one with the robots fighting the people.
Along with the robots fighting the people.
Shut up.
Oh, that movie.
That movie. I'm sorry. No, it was the one with the robots in it.
Right. Yeah.
And people.
Why didn't you say so?
Look, hey. It's different from coming home or whatever.
That's on at 11.
Yeah, okay. All right, we'll see you. Thanks so much. And email at jimmy@jimmydoan.com. Talk to you later. Bye.